are coming up. Stay tuned.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of this special presentation of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 23 January 2020. And, you know, what overridingly, what really bothered me about this was the lack of information that was out there. That I find out, I mean, Steve Elkins is in the medical industry. He's an RN. He had never heard of any of this. People that I'm talking to, you ever heard about this? No. Well, I heard something about Teflon and it wasn't good for you. They had no idea. And you know what DuPont did to the people of Parkersburg, West Virginia? They sent a letter out to them telling them that they tested their wells in the groundwater, and yeah, you do have some PFOA contaminant, but it is well within EPA guidelines. The EPA was never even aware of this. It was a mystery chemical that wasn't on anybody's data sheet so they could look into it. Does that sound hauntingly familiar? Remember the movie with Aaron Brockovich? Yeah. Remember PG&E? What did they do? Well, they sent letters out to the surrounding community around one of their plants that they had tested it, and it was safe. There is a legal reason why they do that, because once that letter is sent and it appears to them that it comes from a governmental agency. No, it's coming from the companies themselves. And they do this because they are fully aware and they're banking on once, even though they're misinformed, even though they're lied to, that once that notification is sent to the recipient and or as DuPont called them, receptors. Yeah, receptors. Anything can absorb this stuff. Human beings, animals, grass, I don't care what it is. They called them receptors. Well, once they send out that notice, the people have exactly 1 year to file suit. Past that, they're off scot-free. That's the reason why they did it. And this wasn't unknown to the legal community out there because it's standard practice. You thought Aaron Brockovich was bombshell in PG&E? This is massive, ladies and gentlemen. This makes PG&E look like pikers. And, you know, it's everywhere. In the consumer products, in your drinking water, contaminated food. It's in the air. It's in the soil. And you've got this stuff close to your body that you're wearing every day. And the stuff you women are putting on your face out there, cosmetics. What did we hear about 6 months ago or a year ago? Oh, well, talcum powder. Oh, gosh. You know, that's been shown to cause cancer. Okay. So we just stopped doing baby powder and everybody is going to be okay and cancer rates are going to drop? This stuff is in pizza boxes. Anything that's waterproofed or greaseproof or stain repellent. What do the companies do to come in and clean your carpets? What do they put on your carpets before they leave? That's right. They put a repellent on your carpet. Now think about your kitties and your little doggies that have died of cancers. How did that come about? Even though you have indoor cats, okay? What do kitties do? Well, kitties are very clean animals. Unlike dogs, Dogs don't sit around and excessively clean themselves. They don't do that. Cats do. That's why people like cats so much. They go in the litter box and they clean themselves so I don't have to bathe them. But a cat licking its paws walking on that carpet that was treated with these PFOAs or the later version of the PFAS, they're ingesting this stuff. Any wonder why your animals are dying of cancers? You're taking them to vets? There's a large tumor in the dog, and, well, it's going to cost you $3,000-$4,000 to have an operation. Or is it in the food itself? Or is it a combination thereof? And what's really bizarre about this? And this is our government. We're from the government, and we're here to help you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're here to help you. Well, in 2019, even as near as last year, Congress is still refusing to designate PFAS used by the U.S. military as hazardous. And it's been documented that it's been used for almost 70 years. 70 years. This is astounding to me. And we have the weapons of mass destruction out there every single day. Now, I was a little embarrassed. I was stupefied. I was angry. I didn't know about this until my friend Tom says, you know, you got to watch this movie, Dark Waters. Okay. I was home with the flu yesterday, and I'll tell you what, after I got done watching this movie, I could have run a damn marathon. I am almost speechless. Yeah, I don't have him on my screen. Okay. Chance in West Virginia. Hello.
Hello, John. I'm glad you brought up this topic, John. People in this country don't realize how powerful that DuPont family is. They're one of the top Illuminati families. They've been practicing Satanism since the 1700s. Let me tell you something. They're very good at keeping their names out of the newspapers, but once in a while, scandals did occur with that family. People would be much better off not being bothered with this silly impeachment crap and all this political talk, and look at the ones who are killing us. Now, I don't know if you remember, in 1993, Louis DuPont Smith collaborated with Lyndon LaRouche, and they wrote the book Dope Incorporated about how the most powerful families in this country are involved in the drug trade, along with the Queen of England. That's number one. 1994, I don't know if you remember, John DuPont in Western Pennsylvania, I believe it was, shot his homo lover, who was a weightlifter or a wrestler training for the Olympics. He got away with that. People have got to understand, like I said, the DuPonts have a good way of avoiding the spotlight. They control Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and as a matter of fact, here's a hint. Where's Joe Biden from? Delaware. This is why I guess nothing's happening to him, because he's got DuPont backing. This family is so powerful, John, that this should come as no surprise.
Hold on a second here. Okay, then why is it that the left-leaning, they want to destroy everything, knock down the walls, have the government pay for everything? Why don't they recognize fascism when it's sticking them in their stupid little faces? Why don't they recognize it for what it is? Who are their leaders running around donating to them and putting them on to causes and taking them down roads that are absolutely nowhere? We got a major problem in this country, and it's one of lack of knowledge and information. Yes, and you've heard me repeatedly say this, Chance. You've heard me repeatedly say this, that I don't know if the American people, once every file is opened up in this country and every creaky old file cabinet and the records are pulled out, I don't know if the people are ready as to how corrupt this whole system is. The Department of Justice was supposed to be looking into this. They subpoenaed the lawyer's records. Then all of a sudden, it just drops for no reason at all. Does that tell you how much control that it has over our government?
John, we're talking about the DuPonts. These American people have got to stop getting involved in silly political discussions, because it doesn't matter who's in office. These powerful families are killing us all off, John. This is why I'm glad you brought up this topic. This family is a wicked family, and they managed to keep their names. I just told you about the drug trade.
Yeah,
they're involved in the drug trade. I told you, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, yeah.
Okay.
They got wrapped
up. All right, Chance, let's not repeat. You've already made your statement. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'm just glad you brought up this topic.
Okay, that's the sixth time you've said that. I'm happy I brought it up, too. I'm a little anxious and pissed off that it took me so long to get around to it, because I haven't gone down the road of the DuPonts being little Satan worshipers or offering babies up in some dark, dank basement someplace. This is criminal, provable action that can be taken, but it can't be taken until the American people know about it. That's the problem. And God, all right, Andy in Texas, Chance, thank you very much. I appreciate your call very much. But, you know, you want to talk about going down rabbit trails. Okay, so we're going to go after the DuPonts of being what, Satan worshipers? Or they got away with murder or something? Of one individual? Is that not a rabbit hole to dive down into and lose sight of the bigger picture? Is it not? Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John, listen, don't get upset with me, but let's just go here for a minute. The reason you're able to talk about this, and the reason all these different things that everybody's talking about that they're bringing to light and whatnot, the reason they're allowing us to talk about this stuff is because we can't do a god darn thing about it.
Andy, what do you mean allowing us to talk about it? These are not omnipotent, all-powerful, godlike people. They have control. They've got all the money. They've got lawyers. They've got people in the government in their back pocket. They've got all of that. But in the point of this whole exercise, Andy, is that this was the whole point. Did you actually watch this movie?
I did not, but I did listen to what you just played.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, just hold. Just give me a second here, Andy. Because one of the important points, and Ruffio portraying this lawyer in this movie, this guy almost went cat-fit bonkers. He almost did. And he was trying to explain to the complainant in this tenant, Earl Tenant, that, you know what, at least you're going to get some compensation. And yeah, DuPont has the power to shut this down. You don't understand. Well, the lawyer didn't quite get it, because this was about the information. It wasn't about compensation. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about big figures in your bank account. Once you got paid off, you got your testicles that rolled down your pant leg a couple of days ago because you had gonad cancer. That's not what this was about. And perpetrating, Andy, the reason why we're allowed to talk about this is we can't do anything about it. Horse manure. I say you're wrong.
Well, hey, Mike, I mean, this guy... This entire situation that we've got going on here, look at all of the stuff they've allowed us to reveal from Hillary Clinton's murderous 90 some odd people killed to the Gulf War, to all this stuff, to John F. Kennedy. We've evolved. We've shown all this stuff, and nothing ever happens. So they've got to this point where they don't care if we reveal anything.
I don't think that's the case. And that's why I'm saying to you, you know, that movie Erin Brockovich, that was a pretty compelling movie. Here was an uneducated woman that was a secretary for an attorney. She falls on something, starts digging around, and voila, the biggest settlement in U.S. history. Well, this one is going to make that look like nothing. But the point is, that people did not know about it. Andy, I didn't know about it. And I've been doing this for 27 years. I was embarrassed. I was mystified. And they're not allowing me to talk about it. The information has been withheld. Okay, but more people... Andy, listen to me. Please, for God's sakes, listen to what I am saying to you. If you trust me on any degree whatsoever, please hear me. It's not that they're allowing us. They're cutting off the information. Once that information gets out there, it starts to spread. And to the right people. Did you know that there was a class action lawsuit? And if you went and had your blood tested and you had these PFOAs, that you might be able to be compensated or at least monitored, your health monitored at no cost to you? Did you know that? I didn't know about it. I didn't know there was a class action lawsuit. And millions of people in this country should know that. Don't tell me that there's nothing we can do about it. They're allowing us. Poppycock.
Okay, but sir, but PFOA has been around since the early 80s.
Did you know about the PFOAs? I certainly didn't. Did you know about the absolute crippling and killing effects of this stuff? I didn't.
I absolutely did not.
Okay.
I did not. However, more and more is coming out. But right. The PFOA has been out since the 80s, sir. And there's been plenty
but what's
of
your
people.
Let's go back to your original point, Andy.
Right,
let's go back to your original point, Andy. Trying to talk over to me or yell at me at a greater volume than I'm yelling at you. Let's go back to your original point. The reason why they don't care about me or this network or other people talking about it is because there's nothing we can do about it. And you know what? You might as well just go shoot yourself right now because your life is going to remain the same in your own eyes. In your own understanding of this world and the country you live in, you've convinced yourself there's nothing you can do. Bullshit! Don't tell me that!
John, if in fact we could do something about the stuff these people are doing to us right now, why haven't we done it?
Because the information wasn't out there! Are you not listening?
No. I'm not talking about PFOA now. I'm talking about gun rights. I'm talking about regular rights, everything. Nobody stands up and does anything.
They are starting to because the information is getting out to them. Do you not understand what is unfolding before your very eyes? Do you not get it?
The point is, they're starting to, John. They're not. We could have done this a long time ago.
We could have done it with what? No information? Conjecture? Theory? Jesus. Andy, I'm not getting anywhere with you, but I thank you for your call. You're impassioned, and I appreciate. Just start honing your thinking a little bit here. Listen, please, to what I am telling you. I am not angry with you. I am angry with the situation. And I'm tired of people telling me, what the hell can you do? You can't do anything. Bull! I don't agree. And I'm sorry that I swore, folks. I am sorry. I apologize if we have sensitive ears out there. I apologize. And Andy, sincerely, I thank you for your call. Because I think what we just demonstrated here is what a lot of frustration or people are feeling. That they can't do anything about this. That they have to live their lives in quiet desperation and hole up in little corners and don't associate with people. And try to curtail their activities that cut themselves off from the world and each other. I am tired of this. I'm tired of being manipulated. I am tired of being controlled through the lack of information and people's apathy. I am pissed off. Don't give me Francis because she's going to give me a hello, fellow. Give me Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Hey, man. People need to save the packages. I got a bottle of PB Blaster at the house. It's got Teflon in it, and I went and looked at Lowe's and stuff, and you know, it's like a WD-40 product, and it's got Teflon in it. Mm-hmm. Back when I was using it at a mechanic fitness place I was working at back in the 90s, I asked for the material data safety sheet on some of this stuff, and they were like, oh, you could just mix this up in your kitchen sink, it's no big deal. But I remember telling my mom back in the 1980s, I said, hey, Mom, did you hear that these Teflon pans could kill your parakeet and tropical birds? I said, canary in a coal mine. We've got, you know, I'm calling from coal hole economy.
Mike, hang on one second. A break is crowding me, and I skipped all the commercial breaks, but just hang on a second. I'll get back to you. Francis, I will take your call. Patricia in Florida, 800-313-9443.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are back. Mike, you still there?
Yes, and I think it was either Blacklisted News or your own news section. I browse your news section pretty regularly, almost a daily basis, going through the subpage for /news. And I think it was back in about August that it was probably reprinted from Blacklisted News that they had done another study that showed that pancreatic and prostate cancer is pretty nasty in men. The cancers that this PFOAs or PFOSs that they cause when you have, it's now 700 times more toxic than they originally thought, and a safe level for water is one part per trillion or something.
Yeah, which is total
crazy.
And one part per billion, from what I understand, is one drop, say, in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And that is still classified as being carcinogenic and deadly. So they're coming now. What they do is they up that standard. Oh, it's one part per trillion. No, it isn't.
I know you used to ride motorcycles and do your own some of your own mechanic work. I think, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Right. Yeah. So all these guys, if you've been around mechanics like I have for years, they all laugh this stuff off for decades, and now they've got the youngsters all wearing these nitrile gloves. because they know this damage is, the exposures to a lot of these chemicals are damaging their liver and toxicity, and it's building up in your tissues. But this stuff was around. I used to use it in the off brands of Slick 50. You know, and I noticed a few years ago, Slick 50, I don't think has Teflon in it anymore. So they've known for a while, oh, this is coming, you know. And they, just like aspartame, you know, they Cyril divested itself of that. Uh-oh, it's causing brain tumors. Let's sell it off to somebody else.
Yeah.
Or Monsanto sold off Roundup to Bayer, you know.
Right.
Which,
you know, if you think about that, and, you know, here you are, a company that's making stuff that is known to cause cancer. There have been lawsuits that they had to pay out on this. So why would this company, why would Bayer buy this company with this monumental baggage it was carrying with it? I still to this day can't figure it out.
And a lot of it, it's being used illegally on product, on crops that mm-hmm. it was never meant to be used on. But they know that the media is so dang controlled that they're not going to cover it. But now you look, know what to look for. You can find it. I mean, Zach Voorhees blew the whistle on Google suppressing search results. But if you can get the right keywords, you can still search and diligently go scrolling page after page until you find a story that
well,
you want to
know. You want to know something ironic? Is that I actually did a Google search on this yesterday, last night, and it came up. This is how I got this thread for the Washington Post and this presentation that they gave, which just astounded me. Two things. First, the Washington Post did this, and second of which, that Google has not blocked it.
Well, the other examples, though, I think he comes up with, there's a, you know, Voorhees has shown that there's a lot of stuff, and I've got screenshots where I've been deplatformed, but, you know, there's a movie out there to watch. Flash of Genius, about the guy who invented the delayed wiper circuit.
I've seen it.
Wiper circuit.
I've seen it.
Right. He couldn't find a damn lawyer to take his case. They all wanted to settle, and he's like, no, they need to admit they stole my invention.
Yeah, that was through Chrysler Corporation. He had actually made
Ford, actually.
Was it Ford?
Yeah. Yeah, Ford stole his invention because they watched what he was ordering for his factory after he had an agreement with him.
Okay.
So we're going to have to do this ourselves. If we can't find, and I contacted William Binney. I contacted this Tennessee lawyer for his case in
Pennsylvania. Okay, Mike, we're up against a break coming up here. You want to?
I hear you.
Okay, but just wrap it up if you would.
What I'm saying is we may have to copy other people's homework and file our own cases. It took that guy 9 years, but he did it because he wouldn't settle. And you can't find a lawyer, that's what you have to do. You can file the case yourself, and sometimes you can file your case yourself because of tort reform,
yeah.
And a law firm will come along and help you.
All right, Mike.
So,
see ya. I appreciate it very much. Thank
all
you
right.
for your call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Francis in North Carolina, you're up next.
Hello.
Yes?
Hey. I have a couple words for you, which is going to be nearly pointless. But it's really pointless to even think about in light of this matter. It's called national security.
Okay, you're breaking up on me, Francis. What?
I apologize. The words that have come to mind is national security, which in this instance is an oxymoron.
Okay.
Just thought I'd pass that by you. The only thing I can tell you is breathe and have a good eve. I know this is enough to take off anybody. Even I'm determined thinking that people are being polluted and, well, damaged, murdered, and so forth. In a way, you could say murdered because, quite frankly, a lot of people have lost their lives.
That's right.
So basically, they're talking, well, lawsuits, you can win that to get the medical coverage and all that, but then again, the company that does such a thing like that shouldn't even be business.
Well, and how do you get the criminal business entrepreneurs out there? How do you get them out of what they're doing? You know, because as Raphael said, that, you know, this is like a big shell game. You know, they shut down that plant, another plant bought it. It was the very same people running the very same thing. All right, we've got to go to break. Thank you for your call. I don't know if it's national security or not. But I guess you could go down that road with the economy and so many people's jobs at stake and everything else.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Mike was kind enough here to dig up a story that was on this website a couple of years ago, July of 2018, and there was a Republican up in Kalamazoo County, Michigan, that they discovered the what they were calling the PFAS. Okay, and these are the newer versions of the PFOA. Mike, do me a favor, repost that article and put make sure that people know this is a repost from 2018, if you would do that, please. You know, I might have seen it. I might not have seen it. I don't think that I did because I think I would have remembered this one. But this looks like a local problem. This looks like, you know, and what have you been hearing constantly? Well, about the lead contamination of the water from Grand Rapids. The city decided to save some money, and it ended up contaminating their people. But that's all you heard about. You didn't hear the ongoing things about this, the PFASs. You know, what has been going on for the last couple of years up there? I don't know. I don't even know if this organization is aware of them. I don't know that either. Patricia in Florida. Hello, Patricia.
Hi. I have something I want to give everybody this homework, and then we'll have a huge blowout about it in a future show of yours. I came across this a couple of days, and I'm still mind blown about it. It's YouTube called Friends of David Goldberg. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not heard of it.
It was mentioned on John Moore's show by a listener who called, and I went and listened. There's about five videos. If you listen to just one, it's so earth-shattering and mind-blowing that it would take up a few more shows. But we need to discuss this because they have.
What is this, Patricia? What is this? You've not explained what it is.
All right, what's coming down the road? What the deep state has planned for us from a long time ago, and it's documented. There's classified documents of what they plan to do, what the technology is that they're going to do it with. It's already been long, long before now, and they are preparing a hell for us that I don't know how we will avoid if we stay. You have to see the video. Everyone should see it.
Okay,
I'm
and
really
again,
burnt.
Patricia. Okay, stop.
Friends of David Goldberg.
Friends
YouTube.
Of David Goldberg.
He was murdered last June because of his knowledge and trying to spread it to people.
Okay.
He was trying to urge people to spread it so he wouldn't. He was threatened and he knew that he was in danger. And they
okay,
did,
so
they
if this guy's
him.
Been whacked off, how's come it's not been scrubbed from YouTube? Seems like somebody has fallen
because,
down on the job.
No, there was a reason.
Yeah.
According to what I could ascertain, the friends were the ones, they went in after he was murdered, and they knew where his floor safe was. They got all his stuff out. And apparently they were given permission, as long as they did not give out the original classified documents. They could talk about it, and they could tell us. And the one guy, his friend Tom, was able to get out so he can more freely talk about it to
all
us.
Right.
But people need to know this. This makes what we were just talking about a drop in the puddle compared to what's coming, and we have about a little more than a year, and then it's all going to come down around our ears. We won't have the choices.
All right. I'll take a look at it, Patricia.
And I'm so horrified. I need company in this. I'm afraid to show it to people I know. But
why?
It's too scary.
It's too
and
scary.
I'm pretty brave. I'm pretty tough, and this one really got me.
Okay. So Patricia, I will
call me back.
What?
If you want to call me after you watch it, I really need to talk about it.
Okay, you need to talk to me about it because you're scared?
Well, I don't see any way out.
Okay. Well, all right.
So everybody watch it, please. Watch one.
Okay, all right. We've got it out there.
Thank you.
It's called Friends of David Goldberg.
Yes.
Patricia, you just did your job, my dear. You just did your job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
You know, I want to see this fear and this anxiety replaced by anger, if necessary, to supplant your fear. For people to have that sense that they are empowered enough. I mean, because what do you have to lose? If they're trying to murder you anyhow, what do you have to lose? Your life? Well, it's going to be taken anyhow. So what do you got to lose? And what do you have to gain? Not only in your own lifetime, your own lifespan, but for those yet to come. And, you know, I don't know what whiz-bangy idea, and Patricia, sincerely, I will watch it. I will pay attention to what you said. But is this another shock to scare people into feeling powerless? Information is the biggest, baddest thing on the face of this planet. It's not the control, necessarily, because that can be circumvented. You can go around that. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John, and I share your passion. I, too, walk forward fearless and have faced death twice because of it so far. they haven't succeeded. However, I also want to give respectful remembrance and thanks to you and the RBN station for our vaporized friend, Dr. Wynn Parker. Chloramine causes health damage, who appeared in front of the World Health Organization to warn us of the dangers of chloramine, chloride, chlorine, ammonia, and fluoride in our water, mm-hmm. and 247 cancer-causing chemicals. Probably some of these are what he was talking about. He was taken from us for talking about...
Okay, now, hold on a second, Chris. How do you know he's taken from us? I can't discover what's happened to him. How do you know that he's taken from us? How do you know this guy's dead?
Well, he's not still on our air with us here on RBN.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean he's... Okay, Chris, that doesn't... Okay. All right.
I agree.
All right.
I agree. We don't have any proof one way or the other. I agree. But they did burn his house down, or at least it burned down. I suspect he was targeted for that. But the fact that he disappeared, whether he's compartmentalized in a tank somewhere, because he was a super knowledge source on multiple different levels, including Camp Lejeune, Glenn Cases for them, the Sisters of the Poor up there. He was a hero that was on the RBN platform, and many of us called in and supplied filling in the blanks for him. And to Francis, not only is it the national security, but it's also the public safety. And that evil, wicked Prescott Bush, or Schraff, whatever his name is, who was the progenitor of 10 United States Code 2358, the strong...
Chris, can you do me a favor? Where are you exactly right now?
Well, I'm on my way to dinner right this moment. I apologize for the car.
Okay, do you have your window down? Because it sounds like the traffic is driving around in the inside of your car.
Well, it does sound that way. It's just the car and the noise.
Okay.
But in United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, which gives the government in America the ability to experiment on all of us, although they can't do it to everybody else, but they do so. They have their other partner nations do it for them.
You know, it's really, Chris, you know what's further disturbing about the missing doctor is the woman that was there for him. I still have the phone number. Never did I call. The phone number still works. It goes to a voice recording machine. I have never gotten a response back from her. I didn't know his house was burnt down. And he used to tell Julie every time he called into this network that don't worry about RBN because I set up an annuity for RBN. You never have to worry about money again. Well, here I am, dead broke, trying to get the truth out, stressing and having heart attacks over, you know, how the hell to keep funding this network so at least one channel of truth is going out to people. But Parker, I don't know if he's alive or he's dead. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know if somebody absconded with that thing that was set up for the network. I don't know anything. It didn't stop me from asking, but all I get is the no necker palms up. I don't know.
I agree with you, but at least RBN was brave enough to have Dr. Wynn all Parker on and Eileen Whitney and others that have been disappeared from the channel. We'll put it that way at the very least.
Well, I mean, there's no mystery here of what Al Whitney died of. She died of cancer. The mystery is, how did she get it?
Yeah. I agree with you.
All right, Chris. I'm going to make a request of you. If you will do this for me in the future, your calls are always important for us to get here and for people to hear you. The next time you call in, can you do me a favor? Can you get off of the road, just pull over for a second or do whatever before you call in?
I'll do my best.
I thank you so much. Thank you, Chris. All right. Kevin in West Virginia. Let's keep rolling here. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, sir. I wanted to talk to you about health for a moment. I was going off of Mike from Kentucky. He was talking about them putting stuff on the crops. Well, yeah, it's called biosludge, and they're actually using, and you're going to love this, decomposing human remains that is also in this biosludge up in Washington State.
Yeah, I posted that story up almost more than a year ago, I think. Yeah.
Yes, and then this whole virus, I forget the name of the virus out of China, I'm seeing reports where you're at, where it's showing up where you're at in Texas. And I don't know. I don't want to be one of these. I do think this is an engineered virus from the Bill and Melinda Gates. This, I forget the name of the virus. I think it starts with a K. But, I mean, isn't it funny that, like, they come up with this virus 33 days ago, and then now they have a vaccine for it? I mean, just
well, and look, Kevin, if you take a look at the games that have been played by the World Health Organizations and the drug companies, I don't care if it was the swine flu or the N1H1 or whatever, they're always predicting it's pandemic, it's going to kill half the population off. And, you know, I don't know if this is just money-making schemes or it's something that people are made aware of and it's thwarted, that they already have the vaccine for it. I find that rather difficult to believe that they just found out about the virus and all of a sudden that they have a vaccine to fight it. I think it very well could be BS, and it's just a way for the drug companies to make a little bit more money. I don't know. But I suspect that that would be a primary reason why.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, totally. I mean, I'm not trying to put fear in anybody, but it's just, I just find all of this, it's just so insane. It's not even, you know,
it is crazy. And Kevin, this bears repeating. Until we get into all the files, until we have total transparency, we can dig through all the crap that the government's been covering up for all these years. I don't know if people really want to know how dark and dank and corrupt this government really is. I don't know that they want to know that.
I do. I personally do.
So do
and
I.
I think if we did, I think, you know, I think if we did know, we could at least fight it then. I mean, and I know we're all doing our best. Like you, I'm enraged. I mean, completely enraged. I'm pissed off just like you. And what makes it worse is here I'm somebody who physically, you know, I want to fight. And I just physically can't do it because I can't see the fight. I know that's kind of an excuse.
It is.
But you get
because
my
you're communicating right now. You can, you may not be able to see, but you sure as hell, do you know Braille? You do read, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you know Braille, and I know that that's limited out there, the amount of stuff in Braille, but you've got something very important. You've got your own mind, and you still have your voice. You may not be able to see, but you can still comprehend, you can still think for yourself, and you can still talk. You are not powerless, my friend. Not by a long shot.
I mean, it's, there's one thing I wanted to mention to you. I'm getting ready for the next 6 to 9 months, go to a school down in Louisiana for the blind. And when I'm done down in Louisiana, I'm not coming back to West Virginia. I wanted to come to Texas. And, you know, I don't care if it's sweeping your floors at the thing.
Okay.
I want to be a part of, I want to be a part of something, and I want to fight.
I appreciate that, Kevin. I appreciate that very much. I thank you for your sentiments. All righty. Hang in there. Never give up. Never surrender. Brian in Washington. Hello, Brian.
Evening, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Are you Brian?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We missed the first half of the broadcast.
Well, lucky for you, it's archived.
Excellent.
Okay.
So it appears as though you are uncovering some DuPont chemical difficulties. So let me get right to it. You probably never heard of this. HYPOSPADIS. It's a medical condition. So, you know, when I was 10 years old, my mom says, hey, you're going to go to the hospital. They're going to do a little surgery. And I had... you know, no idea what was going on, but I remember the excruciating pain.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to ask a favor of you here.
Go ahead.
Okay, stories are great, and I appreciate it, but stories generally take too long to go through, especially when I'm running out of time. Now, Brian, again, what is the name of this disease? What is it? HYPO what?
Spadis.
Okay.
So to give you a little background, I'm talking with a couple of acquaintances. One is in his 20s, okay. One is in his 60s, 70s, and I'm in my 60s. Oh, they're saying, oh, I also have this.
What is it? You have not described what it is yet.
Let me read to you from a Mayo Clinic overview. Is a birth defect in which the opening of the urethra is on the underside of the penis instead of on the tip. The urethra is the tube through which the urine drains from the bladder and especially exits your body. So the 70-year-old guy says, oh, yeah, I have to pull the skin away from my penis before I urinate, right, or I spray like a garden hose.
Right. No, I got it. And from what I can see.
So
what? Go ahead.
This is, you know, kind of tying into you are discovering this DuPont, you know, chemical thing that is going on. So in most cases, the exact cause of hypospadias is unknown.
Okay.
So in reality, when I, you know, I've had bladder cancer. So me at 60-some years old, I go and say, well, I have a big problem with you going after my bladder. I, you know, kind of am really sheepish about this since my mother came to me at 10 years old and said, hey, you know, you're a fine, outstanding Irish young lad, but you're going to go to the hospital. They're going to do an operation. So, as you know, I just read, the cause of this is unknown, but I've done some research, and they're saying, oh, there's all this, you know, fire retardants in couches and all these chemicals, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's what I'm trying to get across to you, John.
Okay.
We aren't getting
now,
the true information.
Have you made a note here about fightforevercchemicals.com?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we have accomplished our job here today. Brian, did you get yourself fixed?
Yes, my mother said, oh, you're going to go to the hospital. They're going to do surgery.
No, I got that. You said that four times. Okay, I got it. So you got fixed, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to know. Brian, thank you very much for your call. This might be an extenuating circumstance. Maybe he needs to get in on this class action lawsuit. I'm sure that hospitals are not cheap, operations are not cheap, medications are not cheap for good reasons, but maybe this is the tie-in to what had happened to you. I see Graybeard, and I don't like these on-air names, but go ahead.
Hello, John.
Yes?
Yes, I have to applaud you for your passion, and thank you very much for bringing this to everyone's attention. And you were asking earlier about a possible solution thing. I have something that just might help, and it's straight to do with the legal system, and that's the non-disclosure agreements in just about every settlement that there's ever been. Every time you have one of these big companies get sued by one or two families or, you know, a small group of people, they will, if the lawyers can't weasel their way out of it, they will stick in a non-disclosure clause in every single settlement so that word can't get out.
Well, and I'm not quite clear exactly how this was engineered with DuPont here, but that was the end result. Hold on a second. What I did learn was that, yeah, there might be a non-disclosure, and that might have been part of an original lawsuit, but that does not stop the individual themselves from suing these companies. Because these people... Go ahead.
No, this is true. It doesn't stop them from suing the individual company.
Right.
The problem is, when they sue the individual company, you know, the lawyers for the company will drag out the lawsuit for literally years at a time.
Yeah, it's true.
To wear down the individual's finances and their resolve until finally, if there's no way that the lawyer can see them getting out of it, they will say, okay, you know, we'll settle only if, and they'll do this, I mean, like a high pressure sales pitch. They will say, okay, we're going to give you this for a settlement, but you are going to have to sign this disclosure agreement here, or we will keep this going and we will drag it out forever and you will never see a dime as long as you're alive. And that's how they get these non-disclosure settlement agreements agreed to. I mean, I have first-hand experience with it. There's a case that I was privy to. I was not directly involved in the case, and this had to do with a hospital and insurance company.
Excuse me for saying this, but I don't know.
No, please.
I don't know what you are and what you were doing. And you give me the name Graybeard here. Couldn't you have thought of something else? Fred, Todd, something. I don't like...
Well, I'm just using a descriptive. I have a gray beard, so I decided to go with it.
Okay, all right. So what is your personal involvement, and how do you know... I'm trying to determine in a very short amount of time here what your involvement is in your knowledge.
The nutshell of it being a individual that I was involved with had misdiagnosis and literally died three different occasions because of it. Sued and tried to sue the hospital and the way they are set up. They are set up like independent contractors are the doctors, and they just like rent an office there, so the hospital's not liable.
Right.
And then by the time the lawsuit got to where I'd say, okay, we've got something here. That doctor had been shuffled off to a different hospital, and it was all going from the insurance company or his insurance company from that point.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a long story short, me and the individual weren't legally bound in any way, but we were together, so... It just went to,
all right, I don't have time to cover this. I got 1 minute left here. What was the end result of this? Give me a 30-second or less encapsulation of it.
Okay, end result of this, the law in my state got changed to where that particular situation would never be able to have happen again.
And Graybeard, I am out of time. Hey. Listen, I am out of time, but does this not demonstrate exactly why I got so excited about is we can do nothing about things?
We can do something about them, sir. We can.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for that call. Whew. We're one of the few outlets left out here, folks. Yeah, there's a bunch, 300,000 podcasts, but who the hell knows about them? We're established. We're one of the last few networks out there. If today's program does not give you incentive to support this, well, then I don't know what the hell ever will. Please support this network, folks. I'm tired of straining over the lousy bill to pay so we can tell you what the hell's going on.
Independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is...
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.